英検2級過去6回全問題集 CD2 2017年度第3回実用英語技能検定2級一次試験リスニングテスト。ただいまから2級リスニングテストを行います。このテストには第1部と第2部があります。英文はそれぞれ一度だけ読まれます。放送の間メモを取っても構いません。では第1部のテストから始めます。これは対話を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。対話と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバーワンからナンバーフィフティーンまで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。以上、説明が終わりましたので、今から2級のナンバーワンを開始します。
Hello?
Hello, Mrs. Lawrence. This is Ben. Can I speak to Jessica, please?
Oh, hi, Ben. Jessica just went to bed. Can I take a message for her?
No, that's okay. I'll call again tomorrow morning.
She has a big tennis match tomorrow, so maybe tomorrow night would be better. Question. What does Mrs. Lawrence suggest Ben do?Number 2. Jack, one of our clients is arriving from Spain next Tuesday. Can you pick her up at the airport?
Sure, Ms. Evans, but why me? Don't you usually have Tom pick people up?
I don't think the client speaks English. I'd like you to go because you're the only one here who speaks Spanish.
All right, I'll be happy to go.
Question.Why does Ms. Evans ask Jack to pick up their client? Number 3.
Excuse me, I just moved into this apartment building. Do you know if I can park my car on the street overnight?
No, you can't. The police will have it taken away.
Oh, where should I park it then?
There's a small parking lot behind the building. If that's full, there are always spaces available in the parking garage at the end of the street. Question. What is the man asking about? Number 4. Excuse me, my car's making a strange noise. Could you look at it for me?
Certainly. How long has this been happening? Are there any other problems?
Well, it started making the noise 2 days ago. Other than that, it seems fine. It's never needed any repairs before.
Okay. Well, bring your car inside the repair shop and we'll take a look for you.
Question. What does the woman say about her car?Number 5.
Hello, ma'am. My name's Adam Perkins. I have a reservation for 2 at 6 p.m.
I don't see your name on the list, sir.
But I made a reservation this afternoon. This is the Franklin Street Grill, isn't it?
Oh, sorry, sir. This is the Texas Steakhouse. The Franklin Street Grill is across the street. Question.What is the man's problem? Number 6.
Cindy, I'm worried about working with our new manager, Ms. Kent.
Don't worry, Dave. I used to work with her. She's really nice.
Oh, that's good to know. I heard she was pretty strict.
Well, she makes you work hard, but she's always fair.I think she'll be good for our department. Question. What has Dave heard about the new manager? Number 7. Excuse me, sir. I have a package for Ms. Hardy. Could you tell me where her office is?
Sure. Ms. Hardy's office is on the third floor, room 305. You'll need to write down your name and phone number at the security desk before you can go upstairs, though.
No problem. Where do I do that?
Right over there, ma'am.
Question. What will the woman do next? Number 8.
Hi, Mom. You're back from the store already? That was fast.
Yeah, Jim. The store wasn't busy, so I got my shopping done fast.
Really? How was the traffic? Isn't it rush hour right now?
Yeah, it is. I got stuck behind a bus for a few minutes. But besides that, the traffic moved pretty quickly. Question. What is one reason that Jim's mother is home early? Number 9. Chris, listen! That's the song I've been trying to find out the name of. It's coming from the apartment across the hall.
I've never heard it before.
Do you have a pen? I want to write down some of the words. I'll look them up online when I get home.
Sure. Hold on a second and let me get you one.
Question. How will the woman probably find out the title of the song? Number 10. Honey, I think the dog's sick. He's been sleeping all the time, and he's not eating his food.
Do you want me to get him checked at the animal clinic tomorrow morning?
Yes, if you could. I have to leave for the office at 7.
I'll take him in before I go to work.
Question. What will the man do tomorrow morning? Number 11.
Welcome to Greg's Garden Supply. I'm Greg. How can I help you?
Hi. I want to start a garden in my backyard. I've never done it before, but I'm planning on growing some blueberries.
Actually, ma'am, blueberries don't grow well in this area. The summers are too hot for them. You could try growing strawberries, though.
Oh, I see. Well, I'll take 2 packs of strawberry seeds then. Question. What is one thing the man says? Number 12. Hi, Dad. I'm home.
Jenny, where were you? It's almost 10 p.m. I told you to call if you would be late.
But didn't you see the note I left on the kitchen table? It said that I was going to be studying at the library.
No, I didn't. Look, thanks for leaving a note, but just call me and tell me where you are next time, okay?
Question. Why was the man worried about his daughter? Number 13. Here's your Christmas present, Ernie. Open it.
Wow, a new necktie. What a surprise. I thought it was going to be some new socks.
Well, it's nice to have a lot of neckties to choose from. And I always get you socks for your birthday, you know that.
Well, thanks, honey. I'll wear it to the Richardson's dinner party.
Question. What is one thing that the woman says? Number 14. Livingstone Hotel.
This is Ben Bryson in room 707. I'll be meeting some clients for dinner near City Station, and I'd like to take the train back here afterwards. Do you know what time the last train leaves?
I can check for you. Let's see. The last train from City Station is at 12:15.
Excellent. Thanks a lot.
Question. What does the man want to know? Number 15.
Let's go for a swim in the ocean, Hiroko. Afterwards, we can go surfing.
But I've heard there are a lot of sharks in the waters around Australia. Is it safe?
Well, people sometimes see one, but it's not dangerous in this part of the country. I've never heard of anyone being attacked around here.
Really? I feel a little nervous, but I've always wanted to try surfing. Question. Why is the woman nervous?
これは英文を聞き、その質問に対して最も適切な答えを選ぶ形式です。英文と質問は一度だけ読まれます。問題はナンバー16からナンバー30まで15題で、回答時間はそれぞれ10秒です。では始めます。
Yumiko is working as a volunteer teacher in a small village in Vietnam.There is no internet connection in the village, and Yumiko's cell phone does not work there. Once a week, she goes to a nearby town where she can use a computer. She sends emails to her friends and family while she is there. Question: Why does Yumiko go to a town near her village?Number 17.
Last year, Greg moved from New York to Miami. He did not need a car in New York, but he found that he could not get around easily in Miami without a car. He went to a school to learn how to drive, but it was difficult to pass the driving test to get a driver's license. He needed to take it twice before he was able to pass.
Question.What happened to Greg? Number 18. Okay, volunteers, let's begin our community center weekly meeting. Last week, we decided to start classes for older people, such as gardening, painting, and yoga. The next step is to try to find instructors.We can begin by making advertisements. Please also ask your friends if they know any instructors. Does anyone else have any suggestions? Question. What does the speaker say they need to do about the new classes? Number 19.
Cheesecake is a very popular dessert eaten in many countries around the world. In fact, people have been making it for a very long time. Historians believe that the earliest type of cheesecake was created in ancient Greece. They also believe it was given to athletes during the ancient Olympics in 776 BC. Later, the Greeks introduced cheesecake to the Romans.Who then introduced it to other parts of Europe.
Question. What is one thing that historians believe about cheesecake? Number 20. Last semester, Tina and Victor worked together to create a website. The website was a project for their college business class.Using the website, people could find someone to walk their dogs for them. Tina and Victor got a good grade on the project, and they were also able to turn it into a real business. They are using the money they make to help pay their college fees. Question: Why did Tina and Victor create a website?Number 21.
Hi, kids. The Green Groovers will start their concert soon. This concert will be on TV next month, so be sure to tell your friends to watch. The cameras will be showing the audience often, so make sure to show how excited you are and dance along as much as possible. Smile and enjoy the concert.
Question. What does the announcer ask the audience to do? Number 22. Jerry Lawson was a man who taught himself engineering in order to make video games. Before 1976, video game machines only had one game on them. However, Lawson invented a new machine that could play more than one game. This had a big effect on the video game industry. And later machines were based on Lawson's invention. Because of this, Lawson is respected by many people who make video games. Question. What is one thing we learn about Jerry Lawson? Number 23.
Melinda works at City Hall in Silver City. Last year, she suggested the city save money by removing trash cans from the parks. That way, the city would not have to pay to have the trash collected. The city agreed. Lately, however, they have received complaints about people throwing bottles and paper on the ground. The city has decided to start charging people money if they are caught doing this.
Question. How did Melinda suggest that the city save money? Number 24. Peter was a chef at a restaurant, but last year he decided to leave and start his own. The food at his new restaurant is popular, and he gets many customers. However, Peter is not making a lot of money from the restaurant because he is spending too much on ingredients. He has decided to find someone who can help him manage the money better. Question. What is Peter's problem? Number 25.
The city of Berlin has unique traffic lights for people walking. Like in most places, these traffic lights use an image of a person walking. In Berlin, however, the image looks more cheerful and cute. The image was designed to appeal to children, so that children would be more careful when crossing the roads. The image from Berlin traffic lights is also used in books to teach about road safety.
Question. How are the traffic lights in Berlin different from other traffic lights? Number 26. Recently, Rebecca was thinking about what she could do with an old table that used to be in her grandmother's living room. She decided to buy some paint and borrow a brush from her neighbor. Rebecca gave the table a new color that matched her bed and put it in her bedroom. She put a lamp on the table, so now she can read in bed. Question. What did Rebecca do with her table? Number 27.
In the 1800s, there was a Dutch author named Multatuli who lived in Indonesia. At the time, the Netherlands bought coffee beans from farmers in Indonesia. Multatuli believed that the Dutch government was not paying the Indonesian coffee farmers fairly. To help the farmers, he wrote a book to tell people around the world about this issue. Thanks to this book, the Dutch coffee buyers started treating Indonesian farmers better.
Question. What is one thing we learn about Multatuli? Number 28. Todd is studying history in college. He does very well on tests where he can choose the answer, but he often gets poor grades on tests where he has to write long answers. To fix this problem, Todd decided to take a writing course this semester. He hopes that by becoming a better writer, he can get better scores. Question: Why is Todd taking a writing class? Number 29.
Attention employees. Thank you for leaving the office building so quickly this morning when the fire alarm sounded. I'm sorry you had to wait outside while the firefighters made sure that the office was safe. When the engineers were checking the alarm system earlier, they made a mistake and the alarm turned on. They apologize for doing this.
Question: What is one thing that happened this morning? Number 30. Wendy lives in Seattle, and she was planning to go to Hawaii for her summer vacation this year. She had saved some money to buy a ticket, but last month, someone stole her laptop computer. She had to buy a new computer, so she could not afford the ticket to Hawaii. Wendy will go to Los Angeles instead. It is cheaper, and she can still go to the beach. Question: What will Wendy do this summer?
では時間です。筆記用具を置いて答えの記入をやめてください。